You are listening to the sermon podcast of Covenant Presbyterian Church. We are a community in Madison, Wisconsin, who gathers to worship, to learn, to serve, and to grow together in God's love. Please visit us online at www.covenantmadison.org, where you can find information about Covenant Ministries, as well as links to our online worship services and sermon podcasts.
So today is Transfiguration Sunday. It's the Sunday before Lent, and it's the day when we remember this curious event called the Transfiguration that we read about in Matthew, Mark, and Luke in the Gospels. Curious narrative of these disciples up on the mountain, three of them up on the mountain with Jesus, and then Moses and Elijah appear, representing the law and the prophets. The disciples aren't sure what exactly is going on. And then a voice comes, God's voice comes, and says crystal clear, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." So as we enter into Lent, Transfiguration Sunday invites us to listen to Jesus as we journey towards Easter. So my hope is that we will do that in this season, to listen to Jesus, but not only that, to be renewed as followers of Jesus, to find new ways to experience Jesus, to maybe in a word, to rediscover Jesus, the one who's at the center of our faith. The thing is, if we're going to do these things, if we're going to rediscover Jesus, we not only have to listen to him, but we probably have to talk about Jesus as well. That's something that most of us Presbyterians are a little hesitant to do. We don't like to talk or even think too much about Jesus sometimes. Well, many of you know we just finished a six-week series called Let's Talk About Sex. And part of the reason for doing that series is because we're hesitant to talk about sex and sexuality, even though we recognize that these are important things. Well, our Lenten series that officially starts next Sunday is called Let's Talk About Jesus, and it's in the same spirit, that sometimes we're hesitant to talk about Jesus, even though we recognize that Jesus is obviously very important. So it's my hope we can start talking more about Jesus, that we can listen to Jesus, that we can grow with integrity and authenticity as followers of Jesus and figure out what it means to be a Christian in our diverse world today. In her delightful book called Freeing Jesus, Rediscovering Jesus as Friend, Teacher, Savior, Lord, Way, and Presence, author Diana Butler Bass invites readers to ponder and to rediscover Jesus. She shares what she calls memoir theology, reflecting on the ways that she has known Jesus as friend, as teacher, as Lord and Savior, as way and as presence. And she freely recognizes in the book that there are many ways to recognize Jesus, and she encourages readers to ponder those ways and to indeed rediscover Jesus for themselves. So it's in that spirit that we're beginning this Lenten series today. As we embark on this series, I have some questions for us to ponder. Where and when and how did you first experience Jesus or hear about Jesus? Where did you learn about Jesus? For most of us, that was a good experience. For some of us, maybe it wasn't. It might be worth reflecting on the people who have helped you understand who Jesus is. How might you be able to listen anew to Jesus in this season? What do you need to do to carve out some space, some time to really listen to him? And how might we as a church, as a community, together find ways to rediscover what it means to be a follower of Jesus, what it means to be a disciple of Jesus, what it means to be people who call Jesus Lord and Savior in our particular time, in our particular place, right here and right now? Well, the good thing is we've got lots of opportunities to kind of prime the pump and help that process move along. Like you heard in the children's message today, we're inviting everyone to read the gospel according to John, to read those 21 chapters, to listen for what Jesus has to say. We've put together a devotional written by members and staff of this church to help you understand and reflect on the gospel according to John. So maybe before you read each day, you could say something simple like, "Dear God, help me to listen for Jesus. Help me to understand. help me to more faithfully follow Jesus, something like that. In upcoming sermons in the season of Lent, we will be focusing on the Gospel of John, on several of the I am statements that Jesus made. He said things like, I am the bread of life, I am the good shepherd, I am the light of the world, and so on. And maybe one or more of those images that Jesus used will help you to rediscover who Jesus is right here, right now, in your life and in this world today. And as we think about our mission work and our efforts, our ongoing efforts to love our neighbors and work for God's kingdom, we celebrate that we have recently become a Matthew 25 congregation, this wonderful initiative in the Presbyterian Church that, among other things, focuses on dismantling structural racism and eradicating systemic poverty. Those are excellent goals, and as we work towards them, we need to remember the focus of this initiative is rooted in Matthew chapter 25, wonderful chapter in the gospel, where Jesus says, I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was in prison and you visited me. We're encouraged to see Jesus in the faces of the people around us, especially in the faces of people who are hurting and struggling. Today we've been blessed and we'll be blessed even more in the next few minutes with wonderful music, and certainly God speaks to us through the gift of music. And I want to encourage you in this season of Lent to be really intentional about listening to the tunes and the texts and be thinking about how God speaks to you in music and how a simple song like Jesus Loves Me can really shape us and mold us and encourage us. In Lent, we ponder the cross. Maybe you have a cross in your house. I've got several crosses. Maybe you can find one and put it in a familiar place and hold it and look at it and think about it. Maybe you have a picture of Jesus or an image of Jesus. You'll see several of those in upcoming publicity for this series. Maybe those images can help you to rediscover Jesus, to think anew about what it means to authentically follow Jesus in this season. Friends, Lent begins on Wednesday, Ash Wednesday, right here in the sanctuary, 7 o'clock, and then it continues. May it be a season of renewal and rediscovery for all of us. Amen.